my fellow podcast listeners, what's good, y'all? I know y'all like, man, where the fuck you been at? And you know what? I feel the same about y'all. Where the fuck y'all been at, man? A nigga been going through some shit. Some real shit. Ain't nobody reach out to a nigga? No, nothing. Damn it. Nigga feel unloved. But anyway, I've been going through a lot of little personal shit. Yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy. I'm a little under the weather right now, but that's from sleeping with the ceiling fan on. We'll get over that, though. But been going through a lot of shit. Just recently moved from one apartment to another apartment. It was actually for the better because there's more space. It's a nice location. You know, I'm further in the burbs now, you know, so readjusting to that, you know, so it's a pretty cool little vibe, you know, I'll say that, you know, so I had to, still got to buy more furniture for this spot. Yeah, I mean, we threw out all the old furniture, we're doing all new everything, so I just been focused on handling that business, but as of today, I realized I got to get back on my regular rotation, so that's what we doing, y'all. We're going to be doing a flush, like a crazy flush of episodes back to back to back to back to back to back. So be on the lookout for the podcast. I'm not going to let y'all down on the usual tip. if I'm not dropping every day, definitely check for me on Mondays and Fridays. Something's definitely going to come out on those 2 days, Mondays and Fridays. But shit, like I said, knowing me, and the catch up I gotta play, man, I'm gonna be dropping episodes back to back. So just definitely be on the lookout for me and what I got, because the stories is to come, man. I just got finished doing a podcast with my brothers Renz and Jay on the Chicken Talk podcast, our shit. But you could catch that on Justin's channel, which is just add Justin Colvin, you know. He'll, or maybe if I could find a way to link his shit on here some type of way, we could do that. But we dropped a good-ass episode, man. We talked about titties, man. Titties, pussy, coochie, and some damn, what's her name? Twat. We should have said vagina. We was thinking about other terms, and we couldn't even go into basic. But we rated the tier system between the titties, pussy, and twat. And then we also spoke about how we like to see them titties in the summertime. You know what I mean? I would like to speak about that for a brief moment on here. You know what I mean? I ain't going to hold your time. This is just a, you know what I mean? Just a little bit. You know what I mean? I want to talk to y'all about. And this is for the ladies, you know. Men of all stages in their life. I'm talking about whatever their situation is. We love women. Any real man loves women. We love them. So when we see y'all who are chestfully endowed, breastfully endowed, out here with the titty game all out, we are, in fact, excited. We love that shit. When I say we love that shit, we love that shit. You walk around at the mall or whatever you might be, titties just bouncing. We see the nipples through the... And don't let it have that light little sag on, like a little small sag. Not too much. Just that bottom titty, that under titty, you can see it like hang just a little bit. It's just a little meaty at the bottom. You know what I mean? Real soft and supple. It ain't flat. I ain't talking about them. I'm not talking about the one with the cleavage. It's no bustiness around the cleavage. I'm not talking about them flat joints. I'm not talking about the flat saggy joints. I'm talking about the meaty saggy joints. You know what I mean? Like this bitch done lived a little life, but she still took care of them titties. It's a natural sag. And them titties actually smell good, too. You know what I mean? They got a fragrance of Bath and Body Works on them, you know? Like, we love to see that. We love to see that titty. You know what I mean? Don't let you have them nipples pierced. Oh, man. It's a whole nother situation, man. It's a whole nother situation, you know? So, we just would like to say, I'm speaking on behalf of men now. We'd just like to say thank you for actually keeping keeping life going for us, because life starts with the breast. You know what I mean? Niggas, motherfuckers came in the world getting breastfed, you know? So thank you for keeping them titties going for us. You know what I mean? Thank you for keeping up with your titties, you know? And if you got little trinkets on them, little nipple piercings, thank you for doing that. Thank you for adding that. Thank you for looking out for the niggas that actually do appreciate titties. Because some motherfuckers be like, man, fuck his titties. What can I do with titties? You do a whole damn lot with titties. A whole damn lot. Shouts out to the ass, too. I love the ass. You can't fuck with a chick without the ass. But them titties, those are gems. Because usually, especially for a nigga like me, titties come rare. Because most chicks that got fat asses don't have titties. Like, do not have titties. And I'm off the game anyway, to be quite frank. Like, I'm not out here fucking around. I'm talking about from when I was, you know what I mean, fucking around. I mean, wifey got a fat ass, no titties. But, you know what I mean, that's neither here nor there. It's neither here nor there. Because that don't stop my love for titties. I still love titties. So this is another reason why I'm saying, women, y'all walk around with these nice-ass titties, you know what I mean? Hiding them. Man, show them titties, man. That keep motherfuckers' day going. It ain't like I'm looking at your plate to see what's on your plate and see, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying, on some lusty shit. It ain't even about the lust. I just like titties. I just love titties. We all love titties. Men love titties. So don't hide them shits. Show them shits if you got them. You know what I mean? Especially if you got a bomb-ass areola nipple placement. Come on. Like, what more can a nigga ask for? Like, and titties is surprising, too, because I remember I was fucking with it. My homeboy hit this. It's funny, too. That it was one of the niggas I was on the podcast with years ago. He hit this smack joint. This bitch was whooped. I'm talking about, she looked like Robin Harris. If you don't know who Robin Harris is the father off of Bay Bay's Kids. The father of House Party. That nigga. Yeah, this bitch looked just like this nigga. But this is my homegirl from back in the day. You know what I mean? One of them motherfuckers that just was funny as hell and always had the ribs. Like, you couldn't, as much as you, as ugly as she was, you wouldn't dare try to rib against her because she had, like, the rib game sold up. And everybody fucked with her, you know what I mean? So she was just a cool-ass motherfucker. So I never looked at her in no type of way. My boy, he a savage. He tackled her down. She wound up hitting him with some stupid-ass neck. He put me on, like, nigga, why you ain't never get the head? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, nigga, I ain't never even know she was even serving it up like that. Like, nigga, this shit is official. Crazy. So, make a long story short, I went over there to get the head. She put them titties out. And my gosh. All these years, I'm thinking she had some old fat-ass saggy chick. She, I mean, she wasn't the fattest chick in the world. But she was like, she ain't had no ass and you ugly. So it's like, I'm not really even looking at your body. But she really wasn't like a fat, fat chick. She was just like, upper body was real thick. Lower body was like a smaller type figure, like on some Johnny Bravo type shit. You know what I mean? But she was like big busted. You know what I mean? Like wide chested. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, whatever. She's got titties, like fat girl titties. In my mind, nah. Them shits was beautiful. I'm talking about pulled them shits out. Them shits ain't have too much sag on them. They was real big, big perky ass titties. Perfect areola placement. Like, it was, blew my motherfucking mind. So that's why I'm saying titties are surprising. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the gift that keeps on giving as well. You know, you can tell I'm drunk too, cause I'm going in about titties like I ain't got. Like, I ain't got wifey. Hopefully she'll hear this shit. And if you do, baby, you know my love for titties. But you know I ain't cheating on you. You know I ain't cheating on you. You know what I mean? But, anyway, before I say too much more, because I'm drunk, I'm going to holler at y'all. And again, be on the lookout for more episodes from the kid. I'm going to holler.